Okay, so today is December 10th, Yud Bet Kislev, 5780. And we are, Bezrat Hashem, finishing Perek Tetvav of Shmuel Bet. Okay, so we are at the height of Avshalom's rebellion and taking over of Yerushalayim, from Chavron and taking over of the kingdom of Israel. So Kaf Gimel. B'kol ha'aretz bochim kol gadol, b'chol ha'am ovrim, v'hamelech over b'nachal kidron, v'chol ha'am ovrim apnei derech et hamidbar. So this is a pasuk that we finished on last week. So all the land wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over, and the king passed over Nachal Kidron, and all the people passed over into the wilderness. So you'll see I have some bold things, and we're going to compare that with Yehoshua. Hi! So could you mind sharing with Tamar? I didn't make enough. Okay, so this was the people crying, obviously, are those remaining supporters of David HaMelech, and they're passing over. We're going to read through Kaf Tet. It's 29 in this. Okay, so Kaf Dalet. V'hine gam tzadok v'kol ha-levi'im ito nos'im at aron brit alokim v'yatziku et aron halokim v'yal avyatar ad tom kol ha'am la'avor min ha'ir. Okay, so if you didn't have any background and you didn't remember who these people, it might be confusing because it says, and behold also tzadok. So tzadok is a kohen, and you don't know that. And then it says v'kol ha-levi'im ito, and all the levi'im ito. Now I think it's used in other places also, even in the Chumash, that the levi'im can actually be referring to kohanim, because they do all come from the same family. That might be the case here. And they were carrying the Aron Brit Ha'elokim. So they're carrying the Ark, the covenant of God. So they are supporting David HaMelech, they're loyalists, and they feel like it's the right thing right now while their king, their anointed king, is forced to leave to bring the Aron with them to go out of the land with David, with the Aron. Okay, v'yatziku et Aron halokim. So that word is confusing to a lot of the mefarshim, but they, some people say they placed it. So it says they set down in our translation. The Aron, v'ya'al Evyatar, and Evyatar went up, in that those two words are also going to be interpreted in a few different ways. Ad tom kol ha'am la'avor min ha'ir, until all the nation had passed from the city. So these are all the loyalists going with David as Avshalom declares himself the king. Kaf he, v'yomer ha'melech l'tzadok, and the king said to Tzadok, hashev et Aron ha'alokim ha'ir, bring back this Aron to the city. Im emtzachin be'enei Hashem, v'hashiveni v'areni oto ve'et navehu. If I find favor in God, then he will bring me back and cause me to see it. And it's navehu here means dwelling place. I think it can also mean beauty, like in Shirat Hayam, zeh keli v'anvehu. This is my God and I will beautify him, or I will cause him to dwell. It's one of those words. There's actually a town in Illinois called Nabu. The Mormons named it after this word, Neve. okay. Kafa, v'im ko yomar lo chafatzti bach, and if he says thus, I don't desire you anymore, hineni ya'aseh li ka'asher tov be'enav. And this is really beautiful, and this is really David HaMelech. Hineni, hineni, right? We know so many other of the avot and the great men say, hineni, I'm here to accept whatever it is, whatever the mission is that you've placed me with. So behold, I am here. That's a very loaded word for David to say at this moment where everything is so precarious. He will do to me that which is good in his eyes. Okay, you see there's a little paragraph break here, but it's continuing the same story. Vayomer hamelech el tzadok ha-kohen. Okay, do you see how that appeared out of nowhere right now? So the king said to Tzadok the Kohen, Haro'eh ata shuva ha'ir b'shalom. Do you see? So this pasuk we're going to spend a lot of time with. Return to the city in peace. Ve'achima'atz bincha v'yonatan ben Aviatar shnei b'nechem itchem. And your son, Yonatan, and, your son Achima'atz, and Yonatan, the son of Aviatar, who is also a Kohen, and we're going to have to figure out what happened here. Why is Tzadok called a Kohen, your two sons with you. Kafchet, Re'u Anochi Mitmamea, behold, I am tearing be'arvot hamidbar in the plains of the wilderness, adbo davar mi'imchem lahagidli, until you send back to me messengers. So he's implying here, we're going to see in the commentaries, that you are the Kohanim, so you have a certain immunity, and because you're showing how loyal you are to me, you can actually do me more good by staying in the city, and you'll be able to, with your sons, to send messages to me. So you can be like my spies in the city because you have a certain immunity. Kaftet v'yashev Tzadok v'Aviatar et Aron Halokim Yerushalayim v'yashuv v'sham. So Tzadok and Aviatar returned the Aron of God to Jerusalem, and they stayed there. Okay, so let's look at the commentaries now. And now I apologize, you have to flip it upside down. Okay, so here's the Psukim from Yehoshua. And this is Yehoshua Perek Gimel when they're actually crossing into the land of Israel. So first it says, Vayomi Yehoshua el ha-Kohanim. So Yeshua said to the Kohanim, Lemor, Se'u et Aron ha-Brit v'ivru lifnei ha'am. You should carry the Aron, the Ark of the Covenant, and pass before the nation. V'is'u et Aron ha-Brit v'ilchu lifnei ha'am. So they carried it. Now what's so unusual about this? Whose job is it to carry the Aron? The Levi'im. It's the Korach is part of the group, part of one Kehat, from Kehat, that's their special role to carry the Aron after it's been completely packed up and covered by the Kohanim so that they shouldn't touch anything and come in danger from that. As we saw before, when the man touched the Aron when he thought it was going to fall, when it was making its way on the wagon. I'm forgetting his name, but I did a whole share on that. And he died instantly for touching it. So it's very dangerous. But here the Kohanim, just like in our case, in the Yehoshua case, also it's the Kohanim who carry it. And Rashi even there says, Se'u et Aron ha-Brit, you carry it. Until now the Levites carried it, but today the priests. So this is an unusual thing. And then going down in the parak, continuing in the parak, and this is from Rav Amnon Bazak, who notices all these comparisons, it's got very similar language of Nosei Aron HaBrit and Ovrim and Kol Yisrael Ovrim. So in our case, it was Kol Ha'am Ovrim. But it's very similar language of when the Kohanim are carrying the Ark and the people are crossing over the river, the Jordan River in that case, into the land of Israel. And here, sadly, we have the opposite direction where David and the Kohanim come with the Ark, so, and they're crossing a river, but they're crossing it in the opposite direction. And you also see David's humility in that he tells them to bring it back, because it's just because David recognizes that whether or not he remains the king, it's all in Hashem's hands, and that we're going to, okay, I'm not going to get ahead of them refreshing, we'll see it. Okay, so now, Vaya'al Eviatar. Eviatar went up. So Rashi explains, we're going to see it elaborated in the Al-Sheikh, but he says, Oto hayom nistalek min ha-kehuna. That very day, Eviatar was removed from the kehuna. Shesha'al be'urim v'tumim. He asked the urim v'tumim, v'lo na'ana, and he wasn't answered. V'nichnas Tzadok tachtav. And Tzadok entered under him. V'chein shanino v'seder olam. V'seder Yoma. So we learn this in the Midrash of Seder Olam and also in the Gemara. Okay, so we're going to come back to that very shortly, but first the Malbim. So he asks the question. So now page 3. Masha Katav Vaya'al Eviatar Mechusar Bi'ur V'chein Masha Katav Haro'eh Ata. So he's commenting on a few different Pesukim, and he's commenting on why does it say Aviatar went up? So we saw Rashi said it means he went out of the Kohen Gadol position, and then he's also saying the questioning Haro'eh Ata, which is Pasuk Kaf Zayin 27. The king said to Tzadok the priest, "Do you not see?" Okay, so the first thing he says is for Vayomer and Kaf He, which is Vayomer HaMelech Tzadok, where he says to Tzadok to return the Aron. So Ve'az Amar HaMelech She'ashiv Et Aron El Ha'ir. The king says that they should return the Aron to the city. B'mema nafshach, because what is it to you? She'im yimtzachen b'enei Hashem, because if finds favor in with God, halo yashivehu liYerushalayim, then behold, he'll bring me back to Yerushalayim as the king. So why do you need to bring it to us? L'makom ha'aron, where its place is, where it belongs. V'im eno chafetz bo, and if Hashem doesn't want him to be the king anymore, ech yachriach et ritzono, how can we possibly force his, capital H, will, lehovil ha'aron imo, to bring the aron with him, lowercase h, David, halo Hashem hatov be'enav yasa, Hashem will do whatever is good in his eyes, umi yasa neged ritzono, and who can do against his, capital H, will? Okay, so you see David's humility, that he knows where the Aaron belongs, and that everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if he sees it again, he'll see it again in its proper place, and it shouldn't come with him. We shouldn't try to force Hashem's will. And indeed, this is reminiscent of very early on, before Shaul was king, when Eli HaKohen was still alive, the war with the Plishtim, where they indeed brought the Aaron, and that's when it was kidnapped by the Plishtim. And then returned later on. So we see very clearly you can't force Hashem's will. So the Kohanim thought that they were doing something nice to David HaMelech, but really David explains to them it's all in Hashem's hands. Okay, so now the Alshich is going to elaborate on this mysterious Tzadok Evyatar Kohanim thing. So Vayomer HaMelech El Tzadok, Hine Omro HaRoe Ata, Hu Mishulal Havana. So when it says, do you see? This is lacking understanding. V'hine al pasuk shelamala b'samuch, and the preceding pasuk, vaya al Evyatar, and Evyatar went up, amru rabbeinu zal, perek balo, so the rabbis say in the Gemara in Masachet Yoma, uveperek egla rufa, and also in Masachet Sota, shesha'al tzadok be'urim v'tumim ve'al talo. So Tzadok asked a question of the Urim v'tumim, and he was answered. Sha'al Avyatar v'lo altalo. Avyatar asked, but he wasn't answered. V'amru kol kohen she'ino medaber beruach kodesh v'en shchina shore alav en sha'alimbo. Any kohen that doesn't speak with the Holy Spirit and the shchina is not with him, resting on him, we don't ask him. V'al kein silku et Avyatar, and therefore Avyatar was removed shelo ra'a be'orim betumim, because the Urim betumim did not answer him. Just to review the whole Urim betumim, so it's the Kohen breastplate, and there are these stones inside, and lahavdil, lahavdil, alfei havdalot, it's like a Ouija board, okay? So on each of the stones, of the 12 stones on the breastplate, is the name of one of the Shvatim, and then there's a couple extra words to make sure you have the entire alphabet. There's a debate on what the extra words would be. I don't remember exactly. And then the stones would light up, and you'd have to figure out, the Kohen with the Ruach HaKodesh would have to figure out which letters are meant to be used from that stone in order to see what the message is. So the most famous example you might be familiar is with Eli HaKohen, when Chana goes and she's moving her lips and not talking. And the Vilna Gaon says that Eli HaKohen read from his Urim Batumim, Shin Kaf Resh He, Shikura, she's drunk, but really it should have been the letters reversed, Kashera, she's kosher. So that's an example. Okay. Okay, so Evyatar was not answered, but Tzadok was. Benit Kaimabo Nevuat Beit Eli, and this is bringing to existence the prophecy of the house on the house of Eli, and this was actually Shmuel Hanavi's first prophecy when we first received the word of Hashem. Shetit batel kihuna gedola mizera Itamar. So that Itamar, who was one of Aaron's sons, right, that he had the kihuna to his descendants for a very long time, and that's where Eli was from, but that because of the wickedness of Eli's sons and various other things, the kahuna gadola, the kohen gadol, would no longer go through that line. V'nitna l'tzadok shehu mipinchas ben Elazar. And it would be given over to Tzadok, and he comes from Pinchas, the son of Elazar. So if you remember, Pinchas was given the kahuna in a different way for stopping the plague when the Moabite women were seducing all the Jewish men, and Zimri, the head of the Nasi of Shimon, was consorting with the Midianite woman, and Pinchas made them a shish kebab, for lack of better terminology. And then he hadn't been a Kohen before, even though he was a grandson of Aaron, because the way it was, Aaron and his two sons were given the kahuna, and then whoever would be born after that would also. But any grandchildren that were already alive did not get it. And so this was Hashem gifted Pinchas with the kahuna after this action. And then it kind of switches back and forth throughout the life of the Batei Mikdash between Itamar and between Pinchas and their descendants. Okay? V'zeh echshov kivun David be'omro. And this is, I think, what the intention of David was when he said, El tzadok ha-kohen haro'e'ata. And that's where it says kohen there in that pasuk it was introduced. Do you see? For tzadok. And this is because David saw that Tzadok asked, and he indeed saw with the Urim Batumim. V'sha'al Eviatar v'lo altalo. And Eviatar asked, and it didn't come up for him. K'mo sha'am ruzal, just like we read in the Midrash, al ha'amor b'samuch, v'ya'al Eviatar al-kein silku. So Eviatar went up, and he was removed. V'ha'amid et Tzadok, and they put in Tzadok. And that's why it says, and the king said to Tzadok the Kohen, Behu besum lev, ki bepsukim hakodmim, niskar Tzadok ze pa'amim, velo ne'amar hakohen, ki im bepasuk ze. So he's showing us what we pointed out before, that their names are mentioned without saying hakohen, and here it says hakohen in this pasuk. Achu ki pohodia hamadat Tzadok, and this is where Tzadok is in, promoted to the Kohen Gadol. Behusha Omer vayomer hamelch el Tzadok, and that's when it says the king said to Tzadok, umalo lomar hakohen behe hayedia. So why does it say hakohen with the he of meaning the Kohen? Klomar atahu hakohen hagadol. That is to say, you are now, at this moment, have become the Kohen Gadol. Klamar velo Eviatar, and not Eviatar anymore. Ve'atam ki hu ki halo haro'eh. And the reason is, don't you see? Klamar haro'eh be'urim v'tumim. You see with the urim v'tumim, atahu. Velo Eviatar, and not Eviatar. Ki shchina imcha, the shchina is with you. Uvechein lecha b'kochecha ze b'shalom. And that's why David says, if you remember, you will go in peace, because that is your power. Velo tira me'avshalom, and you don't have to fear from Avshalom, because Avshalom is not going to kill the Kohen Gadol who has Ruach HaKodesh. So he's protected. Okay, so Rashi has a slightly different take on those words. Haro'eh ata, do you not see? Im ro'eh ata she'etza nechonahu shuf ha'ir. So he's saying, if you see that it's the proper advice, then you should return to the city. So he's talking more about the message itself, as opposed to the fact that the Al-Sheikh says the very fact that he received a message. See that you received a message, and that Eviatar did not receive a message. So here Rashi's saying, you see the message, and that's what you should do. Okay, and then Shnei b'nechem yitchem, your two sons with you. Biadam tochu lehodiani masha tishmu mi beit hamelch lefi masha todiani amaleit. So through them, you can inform me about what you hear from the house of the king, and based on your information, I'll be able to plan an escape, so they can be my spies, because you all have immunity. Okay. So now the mob, so we saw Al-Sheikh's take on it and Rashi's take on it, and now we're going to see the Malvim's take on it. Ve'yomer ha-melech al-Tzadok, shav ve'amar elav shegam hu yashuv yishe'er ve'ir. So he goes back and repeats to him that he also needs to go back and stay in the city. U'ma shekatav haro'e ata, and when he says, don't you see, ritzon lomar shelo yanir'eh ki'ilu hayaza bepkudati, ra ki'ilu ata be'atzmecha ra'ita u'bacharta kach. Okay, so Malvim has a completely different take where he's stressing haro'eh ata, you see, meaning I'm putting it in your head that you should come up with the idea that it's not by my command that you yourself saw and chose this to go back to the city and await Avshalom, okay? Lema'an lo tichshad be'enei Avshalom, so that you won't be suspicious in Avshalom's eyes. And by way of this, you will be able to spy on what's going on in the city and inform me of it. Okay? So, haro'e ata, you see of your own volition that you know, we're acting here. You should not be my loyalist and accompany me, but rather you should stay in the city and await Avshalom and pretend to be loyal to him, and then you can be my spy. Ve'al ze omer, oh, and we haven't read this yet. Oh, no, we did, sorry. Ve'al ze omer ve'achima'atz bincha, and achima'atz your son, ad bo davar mi'imchem bechulei. And that's why he says, your sons can go with you and you can tell me what's going on. Bechazal, so this is the same Gemara he's quoting in Yoma, Pershu, they explained. Ma shekatav vaya'al avyatar, haino she'ala v'nistalek min hakehuna, mipnei she'sha'al be'orim betumim v'lo altalo. So Avyatar went up, that is to say, he went up and was removed from his position as a Kohen Gadol because he asked the Urim Batumim and they didn't answer him. Ukfid darkam ne'ra. And it seems, so Malbim is agreeing with the rabbis. So when it says, and they placed the Aron, the Ark of God, Ritzon Lomar, Shehit Sigu Oto, Kede Lishol Beurim Vetumim, Shaya Hakoin Omed Lifne Aron. So when it says that they Yatsiku, they placed it, that the intent there was that they placed it there in order to ask it questions. That's what the Malbim's reading into it to make it make sense with the Midrash. And it would stand before the Aron, and the Kohen, sorry, would stand before the Aron. Vaya'al Avyatar, haino she'ala el ha'aron lish'ol. So Avyatar went up. So before we've seen it translated metaphorically, he went up out of the kahuna. So here Malbim is doing it more literally. He went up to the Aron to ask, v'zen nimshach ad tom kol ha'am. And this continued that Avyatar stood there in front of the Aron until the entire nation had passed by and crossed the little brook, the Kidron. Kilona ene, because all that time he wasn't answered. So he's sitting there waiting for an answer. Vinish ar ha'aron omed, and the Aaron remained standing. Ve'az, and then, after all the people had passed and he still hadn't received an answer, Vayomer ha'melech l'tzadok. Then the king said to Tzadok, Shehu yish'al be'orim v'tumim, that he should try asking the question to the Orim v'tumim. Vinehine ha'melech nistapek. So the king didn't know, he was doubtful. Im lo ne'ana machmat she'otziu ha'aron mimkomo, whether the reason why the ark wasn't, the Orim v'tumim wasn't answering, was because they brought the ark out of its proper place, so it was like refusing to talk to them because it wasn't in its proper place. Oh, mipnei Avyatar. Or was it in essence because of Avyatar? V'lchein amar le'tzadok v'lo le'avyatar. And that's why he told Tzadok and not to Avyatar, to see what the reason was it wasn't answering. V'gam amar le'shiyashiva to Aaron, and he also told them to return the Aaron. So he's taking care of both things. One, it's not answering because it's not in its place, and also, maybe it's Avyatar and he needs, Tzadok needs to ask. V'ata be'er masha sha'al be'urim betumim, shaita she'ela, and now Malbim's going to explain to us what exactly it was they asked, the Urim Batumim. Nobody else asked. Shaita she'ela im yatzliach. The question was if they would succeed. V'od yeshuv l'Yerushalayim olo, and if they would ever return back to Jerusalem or not. V'zeh shamar v'tish'al im imtzachin be'enei Hashem. So the Malbim's understanding, if I find favor in the eyes of God, as the question, ask the Urim Batumim, do I, David HaMelech, find favor in the eyes of God? Zot tia hashela. This would be the question. V'hashivenu, rotzen lamar az yashiv li hatshuva. So v'hashivenu, give me the answer. Ki yareni et ha'aron v'et navehu. If you will show me, the Aaron and its dwelling place. Aval, but v'im ko amar, if it says thus, v'yashiv li ayde ha'orim v'tumim, and tell me again what the answer is from the Orim v'tumim, lo chafatzi b'cha. So if the Orim v'tumim come back and say, no, I don't desire you, hinani, I'm here. V'hayta ha'tshuva shel Orim v'tumim, shuva ha'ir b'shalom. And the answer of the Orim v'tumim was, return to the city in peace. Okay, so you see how he's taking all of what seemed to us to be a dialogue between David HaMelech and the Kohanim, and he's incorporating into these words that they are the answer from the Orim v'tumim. She'otiot ela, baltu min ha'orim v'tumim. That these letters were the ones that lit up from the Orim v'tumim. V'David hotzi mizeh tshuva kolelet al kol inyanehem. So David took out of this answer, including all of the matters that had been bothering him, shehu yashuv lebeito, she'al zeh she'alu, that he indeed would return to his house. Bet, mimasha katav shuva hayir b'lashon tzivui, when it says return back to the city in a command language, da'ik sheramzu lo she'akoyin yashuv b'yir. So he took that the Kohen himself should return to the city, because the Urim Batumim would have been communicating to the Kohen. So it's talking to the Kohen to return. V'zesh amar, sorry, flip it upside down again. Haro'eh ata, do you not see? Ratzon lamar her'eta et otiot ha'efod. He showed him the letters of the breastplate. Shekatuv behem elo hamilot. And it was written these words, Shuva ha'ir b'shalom, return to the city in peace. V'lechein shuva kafi she'anu ha'urim v'tumim. And therefore return in the way that the Urim Batumim answered you. Okay, so it's just another way of seeing it and how it all works. So one more, Alshich, Bayashav Tzadok v'Eviatar et Aron Elokim. So Tzadok and Eviatar returned the Ark of God. V'lo ne'amar v'yashivu. So here we have, it's a common thing in biblical grammar where it seems like a mistake, but really it's not. It's the way biblical grammar works. So it says, let me just see the pronunciation. Vayashav, Tzadok ve'Eviatar. So Vayashav is clearly in the singular. So he returned, but then the subject seems to be plural, Tzadok ve'Eviatar. Okay? So we see this, the first time we see it is in Parshat Noach, when Shem and Yafet, Vayikach Shem v'Yafet, they take a cover to cover up their naked father. You know what I'm talking about? And Rashi there explains that this rule of biblical grammar is such that when it doesn't agree with the subject, when it's singular and the subject is plural, it means that the first person mentioned in the subject was the instigator of the action. So meaning Shem was the instigator of covering up his father and giving him this kavod after Ham revealed his nakedness. We also see it with Avraham after their brother Haran dies and leaves three orphan children, Sarai, Milcah, and Lot. And it says, Vayikach Aaron v'Nachar lehem nashim. So singular, he took Avram and Nachor, the two people, wives. So it was Avram instigating that they should watch over their nieces by marrying them, their orphan nieces by marrying them. Another more famous time that you see it is Vatidaber Miriam ba'Aaron. Miriam and Aaron spoke. This is when they spoke Lashon Hara. And it's Vatidaber, she spoke. And Miriam was the instigator of the Lashon Hara against Moshe. And that's why she was punished more than Aaron in that story. Okay, so here we have Vayashav, Tzadok ve'Eviatar, and the Ashi explains Velo ne'amar ve'yashivu. It doesn't say they returned. Ki Tzadok levado hu ha'ikar, because at this point Tzadok himself is the main person. Vehu himshich, and he continued. Ach Eviatar tafel alav, and Eviatar is secondary to him. So this continues with what the Alshich told us before about the whole story of how Eviatar lost the Kehuna Gedola and went to Tzadok, so he becomes the principal in this case, and you see why it's in the singular. Okay, any questions on the whole Kohen case? So we saw how it related to Yehoshua and the opposite of crossing, and David says no, put it back, and we see the switch of the Kehuna Gedola from Eviatar to Tzadok. Okay, so Pasuk Lamed. V'David ole b'ma'ale hazeitim. So David went up to the height of the, I think, Mount of Olives. Yeah. Ole u'boche. He went up and he cried. V'rosh lo chafui. And his head was covered. V'hu holech yachif. And he was barefoot. V'chol ha'am asher ito chafu ish rosho v'alu alo u'boche. So every man in all the nation that was with him, they also covered their head and they went up crying. V'David higid lemor achitofel bakoshrim im Avshalom. V'yomer David sakelna et atzat of tzayna. V'yomer David sakelna et atzat achitofel Hashem. So then David says, Achitofel is in the conspiracy with Avshalom. We're going to see why it occurred to him at this moment. And David said, and this is the first time we see him in this instance crying out to Hashem, he davens to Hashem and he says, please make folly out of the advice of Achitofel. And I introduced Achitofel to you a little bit last week. He's David's advisor, and he's seen as a brilliant man who gives amazing advice. And we're going to get a little bit more into him when we see the end of Achitofel. But he indeed has abandoned David and joined with Avshalom. We're not sure why. It might have something to do with his relation. He's a relative of Bathsheba. But it doesn't really make sense. We don't know why. Okay, so let's look at the commentaries on that. So back to page 4. The David Ole in the Malvim. Achrei Nifrad Me'aron Elokim. After he separated from the Ark of God. V'higia Lahar Zeitim. And he arrived to the Mount of Olives. Shesham Yipared Me'ir Elokim. Because it's from there that he then really separates himself from the city of God. Hitchil Livkot V'kafa Roshav V'chalatz Mina'alav Ka'avel. That's when he truly started mourning, and he began to cry, and he covered his head, and he took off his shoes like a mourner. Okay, and there's even, I'm not sure exactly what the halachot are, but when we visit Yerushalayim today, there's a certain point where you, like, enter the city limits where you're supposed to tear kriya for mourning. So it's like the opposite. He's leaving the city limits here, he's going, and that's why he officially started mourning at this moment, as opposed to before. Okay, Lamed Aleph in the Malbim. As Sam Alibo Shaloba Achitofel Imo. And at this point, when he's leaving the city limits, he finally realizes that Achitofel, who's his advisor, and that's how he's referred to earlier, was not with him. Vehevin Shehu Im Avshalom. And he understood that he's with Avshalom. Vayageh David Zot Lavadav. And David told this to his servants. Rashi has a completely different take on this. Most of the other Mefarshim agree with Rashi. V'David Higid. So when David told, Rashi says, Ulid David higid hamagid. So he didn't discern anything at that moment that Achitofel wasn't with him, but rather it was told to him by somebody who told him that Achitofel was with Avshalom. So just different ways of seeing that. And then we see in Divrei Hayamim, it says, V'Achitofel yo'etz lamelech. Achitofel is the advisor to the king. V'chushi ha'arki rea hamelch. In Chushi, the archite is the friend of the king. Okay, so we're going to see him momentarily. But just to contrast that, I think it was in Rav Amnon Bazak, I'm not sure, that one reason why Achitofel might have rejected David was because he was just the yoetz, the advisor, and he wanted to be the rea, the friend. And he didn't feel like he had that position with David. So he left David and went to Avshalom. So we'll read the Rashi on that Divrei Hayamim later after we learn about Chushi. Okay. So we are on Lamed Bet. Vehi David ba ad harosh asher yishtachaveh sham lelokim vihine likrato Chushi ha'arki karua kutanto ve'adama al rosho. So David was coming to the top where he would bow down to God. And behold, coming towards him was Chushi ha'arki, and his cloak was ripped and he had earth on his head. So he's also mourning. He's his dear friend. Lamed Gimel, Vayomer lo David, Im avarta iti vahaya lai lamasa. So David tries to push him up. He says, if you pass on with me, you will be a burden to me. Masa. Lamed Dalet, V'im ha'ir tashuv ve'amart al Avshalom avtecha ani hamelch ehiye eved avicha ve'ani me'az ve'ata ve'ani avdecha ve'hefarta li et atzat Achitofel. And then he gets this idea. Chushi's appearance is an answering of David's prayer that he just davened, that he wants to make Achitofel's advice folly to Avshalom. And he davens that, and then Chushi ha'arki appears, and he says, you can be my person. You're going to be a burden to me if you stay, and we'll see why in a second. But if you go to David, to Avshalom, then you can undo the advice of Achitofel, because you know me better than Achitofel. So this might give credence to what, I think it was Rabbi Zak said, about Achitofel being jealous of Chushi ha'arki. Okay, Lamed Hey, Vehalo Imcha Sham Tzadok V'Eviatar HaKohanim, and you'll also have Tzadok and Eviatar with you. in this conspiracy, the Kohanim, v'haya kol ha'davar asher tishma mi-beit ha'melech, tagid le-tzadok u-le-aviatar ha-kohanim. And everything that you hear from the house of the king, and he's of course talking about Avshalom, you can tell to Tzadok and Aviatar, the Kohanim. Hine sham imam shnei b'nehem, because behold with them are their two sons, Achimatz, le-tzadok v'yonatan le-aviatar, u-shlachtem bi-adam elai, and you can send it with them to me, kol devar asher tishma, or everything you hear. Lamed zayin vayavo chushi rea David ha'ir ve'avshalom yavo Yerushalayim. So Chushi, the friend of David, went to the city, and Avshalom then came to Jerusalem right after Chushi arrived. So there was no suspicion that Chushi had attempted to go with David. It seemed to Avshalom that he had stayed in the city waiting him to be with him. Okay, so now let's look at page 4 of the Rashi on Divrei Hayamim. So it says, Chushi the Archite. The Targum translates it as the Targum uses that same archi for Kiryat Sefer, so it could mean the book. We don't know exactly what it means, if he's from that place or what. In Midrash Rabbah, we find that when David sinned with Bathsheba, he asked Chushi the Archite whether, if he would repent, the Holy One, blessed be He, would accept his repentance to grant him an extension of his sin, and he said yes. Okay, so he's a very good friend, somebody to whom David could confide and seek guidance about even his greatest sin. Mitzudat David explains, why would he be a burden? Al hayato zaken v'kocho tash ulamasa yachshav l'holechimo. So he was old, and his strength was weak, and he would be considered a burden to walk with him. Okay, and I think we still have time, but it's long. Okay, so sheilot katov ze muksham od. So this is very difficult. V'lo yad'u bein ha'mefarshim be'or nachon b'lo zarot u'ma'akshim. And the mefarshim don't know how to translate it in the right light without a lot of difficulties. V'amarta l'avshalom avdecha. So he's explaining, you say to Avshalom, your servant and I. So let's just see how it translated this. I, O king, will be your servant, just as I was previously your father's servant, and now I am your servant. So that's what you should say. That's what David is telling Chushi to say to Avshalom. Kvar katavnu ki sibat meridat Avshalom hayta mipnei shehitiyara she'aviv yimloch et shlomo b'chayav. So the reason, the Malbim has explained that the reason for Avshalom's rebellion is because he was afraid that his father would appoint Shlomo as the king during his lifetime. Umnam im hayada to la'arog et aviv, if his mind was to kill his father, o shelo ratza rak she'aviv yamlichu b'chayav, or did he just want his father to appoint him as king in his lifetime? Behu yeshe b'kavod, and then David HaMelech would be able to sit with honor, ka'asher asu malchim rabim she'imlichu et b'nehem le'etzik nutam, like many kings before and after him had done, where they appoint their sons to be the kings when they get old. Navuchu ha'mefarshim. So the mefarshim are divided on this. And he explains that the Abarbanel actually believes that Avshalom had no intent, I'm going to read it outside, had no intent of killing David, and he just wanted him to anoint him, and there was appoint him, and there was no danger to David's life throughout this time. And the Malbim strongly disagrees and thinks that based on everything we've read about Avshalom, of course Avshalom's intent was that if David would get in his way and not appoint him as king, that of course he would kill him. Okay, and so now we are on the bottom. That why this wouldn't have worked. And even if Avshalom didn't want to kill him, Achitophel did want to kill him, would want to kill him. Because what would happen to Achitophel if Avshalom and David made peace and David remained the king? Achitophel would be out of a job. He'd have no luck. Okay? So either Avshalom wants to kill his father because he knows that his father has no intention of appointing him as king, and that's why he did this rebellion, and so he wants to kill him. Or if Avshalom has any hope of any reconciliation, then Achitophel would kill him. So there's really no good situation here. Okay. So that's what the Malbim says. So you can go to page 5. Okay. Okay, he continues on that. Okay, so let's start with the next. So you see the next big words where it says, Avdecha ani hamelch eya eved avicha. So, v'zeh shamar, v'amarta la'avshalom. And that's why David says to Hushi, to say to Avshalom, Avdecha ani hamelch eya eved avicha. So I will be your servant just like I was to your father. Tomar lo ki ata avdu avado. Say to him that you are a servant. Verotza b'machoto. And you want in his kingship. Ibekolze ehiya gam eved avicha. But in any case, I'll still be the servant of your father. Ki et ameitz shegam avicha yaskim leze. Because I'm going to strive that your father will also agree to this. So he's giving him some kind of false hope that he can remain the middleman and the mediator between the two of them. After Avshalom will succeed, will win, and then he'll be forced to do this. And he will sit in his honor, and I will also be able to serve him. And add on to that, and I, from then and now, ani lo nishtaneti midati tati az, I didn't change my mind from them. Ki kein chashavti az, v'chein ani choshev ota, just like I thought then, and I think now, she'aye eved gam lecha, gam l'avecha. I will be a servant both to you and to your father. Ki me'az ra'iti v'ya'atzi, she'azov machuto alecha. Because from then on, I see, and I advise that he should abandon his kingdom to you. V'hosif v'ani avdecha, and add on to it, I'm your servant. She'bekolze, al tachshav she'lo bati alecha rak al ofen she'eya avdecha ve'eved avicha. Don't think I came to you just so I could be both serve both of you. She'be'im lo ya'ale zot bi'adi she'aniach avicha hamlucha alecha v'tov. If your father doesn't give over the kingship to you, and good, ashuv el avicha, lo, I will not go back to your father. Ki b'chol ofen ani avdecha levad. Because in any case, I am really your servant. Achar she'nivcharta mikol Yisrael, after you've been chosen from all of Israel. Okay? So this is his ruse, where he doesn't even have to really lie. V'hifrata li et etzat Achitofel, and you will undo the advice of Achitofel. Acharei shekol etzot Achitofel yasovu el haderach hasheni she'Avshalom yarog et David. So Achitofel is encouraging Avshalom to kill David. Imken b'mashet holichehu al haderach harishon she'ashlimi mi v'imloch b'rotzoni. You're going to undo Achitofel's advice, encouraging Avshalom to kill me, and you're going to give him the idea of making peace with me. Memela tafar kol itzotav. And then this way you will undo all of his advice. Ukmo shehaya v'emet. And like it was truthfully, ubezeh hibit David acharit davar mireshito. And in this, you see David sees the end from the end to the beginning, the whole thing playing out. Hayaza behashkafchat Hashem, and this was with divine providence. Shetekef kasher bikesh sachalna et atzat Achitofel Hashem, when he requested from Hashem that he should make folly out of the advice of Achitofel. Vihine Hushiarki likrato, and behold, Hushiarki comes to greet him. Shaliach hahashkacha, he's the messenger of the divine providence. Veatzat Hashem heita ito bekolze, and he sees that Hashem is with him. This gives him the amuna and bitachon to continue on. Okay, finishing up. V'halo imcha, behold with you. Aratzon lamar lo tia yachid b'zeh lignov lev Avshalom. You won't be the only one there to steal the heart of Avshalom. Ki gam kohane Hashem b'lev v'lev yedabru ito. You'll also have the kohanim in on this with you. V'chein al yedehem v'al yedeh b'nehem yodea li ki kol davar. And by way of them, they'll be able to tell me on everything. Hine lefize achar shesiper ech hishlim Avshalom et hamered al matkonato siper gam kein chokhmat David v'tov etzato berega zo asher tachat misibot hitafech. Okay, so he's saying how David foresaw all this and was able to see everything being overturned. Im b'ma shabarach min ha'aretz, that with his fleeing from the land, shebkoze nodali mi asher ito, it'll be known to me who's with him. B'zer orver gam kein rachamim b'lev rabim, and he will also get the mercy in the heart of many. Asher bachu v'yanidu v'tsarlo ubata lezrato, all those who cried and who were moved in his grief and came to help him. And they'll also see how David returned the Aron of Hashem. That'll be to his favor. So as much as we talked about David's humility, it's also a little strategic that David, it's not about him. And also that he prepared these advisors and spies in the house of Avshalom to undo his thoughts. And he's also cleared a path for being saved in case Avshalom is able to overcome it. That Avshalom then would have mercy on him and not kill him because of the advice that Hushi is putting into his head. And just like our rabbi said, Mizmor le David, Kina le David, mi baal mashal adam. I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. So it's from the Mizmor that he says after he's fleeing from Avshalom. So you see the brilliance of David alongside the humility of David and everything he puts in place so that when he succeeds, he'll either succeed and the people will welcome back because of everything he's done, or if Avshalom succeeds, there'll be a way for them to coexist through what he's put in place with Hushi. So it's brilliant. And next week, we'll start the next parak in the rebellion. It continues and to its sad and bitter end, but David is successful in it. So thank you.